As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across this frozen land, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, January the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. And my postmistress will be glad to hand your letters and packages across the counter to me directly. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, reaching out all across America on TalkStream and so many other ways. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. This morning, precious metals climb higher, then drop lower, then higher, then lower. Yeah, you get the idea. As unemployment increases, the U.S. dollar and the oil stall. So we'll talk about that in our market report. The United Nations Convention on Human Rights, AIG, J.P. Morgan, the spin goes on. It's all in the news basket this morning. Interstate Commerce Commission, if we have time for that, we'll go there with Gustavus Myers, the history of America's great fortunes. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, Thursday, January the 13th. It's 14 degrees this morning in sunny southwest Missouri. The inside cabin temperature here is 40 degrees. So things are rather brisk. Nevertheless, active trading as New York City out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $2.90 an ounce at $1,390.90. It's reverse direction. It's now down $6. So just hang on and watch. Silver this morning up 2 cents, $29.67 a troy ounce. Platinum, a big winner this morning, up $25. $25 at $1,826, and palladium not doing shabby either, up $10 at $819 an ounce. You might want to visit your broker soon and adjust your portfolio accordingly. There's some big winning going on in platinum and palladium and all the silver metals, as they say. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, $1,376.80 an ounce for a low, $1,393.80 a troy ounce for the high, but at $1,390.90, your gold was up $240.40 an ounce for a 20.89% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,380.75. They're trying desperately to keep it there. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 13th, 2011, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com has closed out our market report again for this morning, where we found gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about an hour ago, trading up $2.90 an ounce. As of showtime, it was down $6. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, it was trading at $13.90. Silver up 2 cents at $29.67. Platinum up $25 at $1,826. And palladium up $10 at $819 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a pretty good spread developing here. $1,376.80 for a low, $1,393.80 for a high. The SPDR gold shares stands at 1,271.47 metric tons, valued on State Street at $56.4 billion yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 84 at 11,755. The NASDAQ closed up 21,37, and the S&P 500 closed up 12 yesterday for 1286. So a pretty good day in the stock market. The crude oil this morning off 30 cents at $91.56 a barrel for light sweet crude. Stopped at the filling station yesterday. Put a paltry $30 worth of diesel in my truck, and it didn't move the needle. That tells you where that's going. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 30 basis points at 79.73. That impacts the foreign exchange market, where we find the Canadian loonie traded against the U.S. dollar at parity, $1 even, straight across the table trade there. The Mexican peso, this morning, down 19 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 108 basis points, real strong move again in the euro, back to $1.33. British pound this morning up 27 basis points at $1.58, and that Swiss franc, strong as it ever is, up another 12 basis points, $1.04 U.S. Again, the Swiss franc up 12 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year indebted treasuries, now yield is 0.59%. The 10-year yield is at 3.36%, and the 30 is at 4.53%. The mortgage market this morning seeing a little bit of a pullback in mortgage rates, thankfully. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.24% a month ago to 4.08% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.90 to 4.79, relaxing that mortgage rate just a tad. The prime rate is at 3.25% this morning in your gold. The silver ratio stands at 46.89 ounces of silver. We'll buy you 1 ounce of Aurum, that precious noble golden metal. The market report, again, continues with Econo Day. Today's a big day on the economic calendar for this week. We find the international trade out, producer price index out, jobless claims are out, the natural gas report will be out later today, a bunch of bill announcements, and much more going on this afternoon. The Fed balance sheet and the money supply will be let out to the people. Tomorrow, the consumer price index will be on the table. The retail sales, industrial production, consumer sentiment, and so much more. Of course, tomorrow we'll be visited by our guest, Doreen Hans, so we probably won't cover too much of the market news tomorrow. We'll go right into the food issues and discuss that. But let's look at what's going on in the market this morning. Highlights, again, the international trade. Here we got a nice surprise, they say, on the trade front, despite the recent run-up in oil prices. The overall U.S. trade deficit in November shrank slightly to $38.3 billion from a revised $38.4 billion. Yippee, skippy-doo. Yeah, our trade deficit standing at $38 billion. The November deficit was much less negative, not nearly so bad, not bleeding to death quite as quickly, than market expectations for a $41 billion shortfall. A combination of factors led to the improvements. Exports rose 0.81%, in other words, less than 1%, following a 3% jump in October. All right, so they had a good October last month, not so good. Imports rebounded a modest 0.6%. That's just a little shade above a half of a percent, folks. That's not much. After declining 0.8% in October. So, imports and exports. The narrowing of the trade deficit was primarily in the non-petroleum goods gap, which eased to $30.3 billion from $30.8 billion in October. The services surplus also ended higher. Let's see, what else do we have in here? By the end-use categories, the increase in goods exports was led by a $1 billion gain in consumer goods with foods, feeds, and beverages. I like the way they say that, foods, feeds, and beverages, leading the way up $0.6 billion. Also rising were capital goods. The automotive category dipped $0.6 billion. The import car business is not doing too good, all right? They're not sending very many cars overseas. Producer price index. The Fed may be in a quandary soon, if not already, they write here. While core inflation is still tame, headline inflation is running higher than expected. Well, so, you know, who are we going to believe, folks? We had Benjamin Shalom Bernanke out there telling everybody, hey, you know, we got to get the people thinking that inflation is coming. Inflation is coming, you know. And then he's over here on the other side, talking on the other side of his mouth, trying to hold down inflation. So who are you going to believe? I'll just believe the numbers. Unemployment is not coming down as hoped, but focusing on today's inflation numbers, the overall PPI, Producers Price Index inflation rate, remained on the hot side in December with a 1.1% boost after jumping 0.8% in November. So we can see that the prices are going to start to rise, and they're not likely to stop rising anytime soon. Let's look at the jobless claims. Highlights here, again, off of the Econo Day website. You can find it at www.econoday.com. Highlights, in data blurred by special factors, initial claims surged to 445,000 in the January 8th for the worst results since October. All right, so things ain't looking too good. We went through the holiday season, the merchant man's holiday season. You know, like I've said before, quite frequently on government jobs and union jobs, you'll have the foreman out and about. You'll give out the pink slips and the pay envelopes just about the time Thanksgiving turkey is coming into mind, all right? And you don't get a chance to come back to work again until this week. Well, a lot of the people that were going to come back to work again are not being rehired, so we see an increase in the unemployment rates. Now, the special factors they claim here, the Labor Department believes the weak surge reflects administrative backlog built up during the shortened weeks of the holidays. Okay, so it's always the same drill. Overworked, underpaid. Why, we're overwhelmed with paperwork and we can't keep up. We need more funding. We need more space. We need more computers. We need more cubicles. That's government. Continuing claims fell a very steep 248,000 to 3.879 million. In the data for the January 1 week. There's no explanation offered for this change. Maybe they just aren't continuing their claims. The unemployment rate for insured workers fell 0.2 to 3.1%. Well, there's so much more on that. We can go over there, but we won't. Let's go over here and visit with AIG, all right? Once again, we bail them out, you know, and now they're doing good. Oh, they're looking on a succession plan. We'll talk about that right after this.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And you know, one of the surest ways of getting your information out to a broader audience, especially if you use the postal service, as one of our chatters and most loyal listeners does, send me a copy, a Xerox copy. These are printouts off of the off the internet, an ebook, "The Politics of Obedience." We talked about this earlier. "The Politics of Obedience: The Discourse of Voluntary Servitude." Really appreciated getting that. It helps. It's an 80-page document, and really, for me, printing out that many pages is just a little bit beyond my my means. It's so expensive for printering, so I appreciate that, and I'll read that again. And also in the box I received yesterday is a fourth edition, the revised fourth edition of the Black's Law Dictionary, adding to my library here. You know, I do really appreciate it. When you, the listeners, you know, value what we're doing here, what we're trying to accomplish in our little internet homeschool classroom, enough to send me materials that you'd like to have included in the daily rotation of text to discuss. And certainly, I'm always interested in the Black's Law Dictionaries and the Bouvier's, the older editions, ones that I haven't come stumbling across in my own get around. But, I just absolutely value and appreciate it. And your letters, too. I receive letters, DVDs, and all manner of things in the post box. It really helps me to stay connected with you, the listeners, and I hope you appreciate the broadcast and that I'm doing you at least a good service in sharing this information with you. Back to the news basket this morning. AIG, again, share sale may place investor focus on a CEO succession plan. Rather revealing article, not a whole lot to it, all right? But there's information in all of these articles. When we go up on the Bloomberg website and comb it, as I do each and every morning, I'm looking for clues. I'm looking for threads of thought that the financial money blasters and the stock market folk are laying out for us. Some of this stuff is nothing more, really, than IPO announcements. You might as well just be reading infomercials. But they do reveal some of the inside scoop a little bit at a time, but more importantly, they give us names, dates, places, groups, and hot links where we can then go on and do more research for ourselves. I mean, the spin meisters, you might as well call, the news basket, the Maytag basket most days, because I really think we are in the, as Mike Chambers likes to say, in the wash, rinse, and spin cycle. Anyway, American International Group Inc.'s Robert Ben Moshe, he's not Irish, I can assure you, Andrew Fry and Lee Spears writing this, new news for Bloomberg, who doubled shareholders' money in his first 17 months as the chief executive officer. You know, he came in and picked up the pieces after the collapse and the bailout, may be called on by new investors to show his firm is prepared to pick a successor. Ben Moshe, and that's Moses, Ben Moses, by the way, Moshe, Moses, same thing, Ben Moses or Ben Moshe, began treatment for cancer in October, all right? So the fellow's not doing too well. He's going to get, it's unfortunate for Ben Moshe because he's inside the allopathic medicine system and he's in trouble. They're going to cut, burn, and fry this dude. But anyway, he'll welcome new shareholders this year as the U.S. Treasury Department, which owns most of the firm. Man, I hate hearing that, don't you? American International Group, the U.S. Treasury Department, which owns most of the firm, all right, this major shareholder, sets its exit strategy. AIG is, quote, strong and worthy of investor confidence. Yeah, just about as sound as the U.S. dollar. AIG is strong and worthy of investor confidence, Ben Moshe, who is 66, said yesterday, in a statement announcing preparations for the eventual government divestiture. All right? So let's listen to this, some more of this article. We're going to tell you about who the top 10 investors are in this AIG. For investors, as a quote, to feel comfortable, they probably should have some type of succession plan. In other words, who's going to be the king after Ben Moshe? Said Frank Ingara, co-portfolio manager at Novato, California-based Hennessy Advisors Incorporated. I don't know how much Novato had to pay Bloomberg to get this guy's name dropped in there, but he's a portfolio manager, and I'm sure he'd love to manage your portfolio, which oversees $900 million, including shares of AIG. Quote, those are long-term issues that you have to worry about. Now, who's going to succeed who, right? Ben Moshe, 66, told employees last year he expects his health will permit him to lead AIG until the Treasury's exit. The company, based in New York, reiterated its support for Ben Moshe after the cancer diagnosis and said it was focused on succession. A long-term replacement will be selected over the next two years, the board said on October the 27th. All right? So we're going to look for a change in the board of directors, the CEO, the real quarterback of the corporate world. You know, we'll see a change in AIG soon. The government agreed to convert its preferred equity into common shares. So it's moving from preferred stocks to common stocks, government. That's the United States government. That will give it a stake of about 92%. AIG said yesterday, 92%. Held by the Treasury. Treasury, which helped arrange a $182.3 billion bailout that saved the firm from collapse in 2008, is interviewing bankers this week to select underwriters for its AIG divestments, said a person familiar with the plan. Taxpayer investments. The U.S. has found buyers for its stakes in some of the country's biggest firms, including General Motors and Citigroup, Inc. GM, the bailed-out carmaker, replaced its CEO to placate investors before a November initial public offering. Now, it doesn't really matter who the CEO is. Who are the people holding the stock shares, you know? Who are the people that are actually making the decisions as to who would be selected as a potential candidate and who would be elected as a CEO? Those are the people we really want to follow. Go up and visit with CorporationNation.com, figure out a little bit about the CAFRA scheme, okay? Visit with Walter Burian and CAFRA1.com. Quote, if they were to announce a formal candidate, maybe you could get a slightly better execution. Well, we shouldn't talk about executions this week, should we? Judge Roll. On the stock sales, said Jonathan Hatcher, a Jefferies Group, Inc. analyst, quote, but I think the market wants to see Ben Moshe. People would love to see Ben Moshe as long as they could give us a break. People would love to see Ben Moshe as long as they could. Wow. Moses just split the rock. Let's go to J.P. Morgan instead. Just more of the same. J.P. Morgan Reserve bleeds distort record earnings for last year. Okay? The J.P. Morgan Reserve bleeds distort the record earnings for last year. This Bloomberg, Don Kopecky writing, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. bank by assets, will probably report record earnings for about $16.7 billion for last year, boosted by a reduction in reserves for future losses. And how many people all across America this morning on this very chilly, chilly southwest Missouri 14-degree day are sleeping outside? And we bail these batards out to the tune of this kind of money. Makes you want to pull your hair out. It certainly does me. What little hair I've got left. Fourth quarter results, which the New York-based company plans to announce tomorrow, are likely to show a profit of $4.2 billion or $1 per share. They ain't passing much along, are they? Based on the average estimate of analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. About 40% of the earnings for the first 9 months came from money taken from loss reserves as U.S. banks dip into their funds, at least temporarily, and mask a revenue squeeze. All right? So this is creative financing at its best. Don't pay any attention to the bottom line, they say. Anyway, we'll find out more about that and so much more right after these words from our sponsor.
Great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article again, just kind of going over the news basket to try and refresh my memory of where we're at. Okay, back here again. Don't pay attention to the bottom line EPS numbers, said Chris Kotowski, managing director of research at Oppenheimer's and Company in New York. You know, all these names, Oppenheimer's, Kuhn and Loeb, Kellogg, Brown and Root, all these names, you know, Astor's, Vanderbilt's, Gould's, all these names are talked about extensively in that beautiful little book, another volume donated to the library recently by our listener, Bill, Gustavus Meyer's work, The History of the Great American Fortunes, you know, modern library edition, originally published back in 1907. We'll be back to that in a minute. But all these names and the greater details, you know, he was a muckraker, yeah, populist and socialist too, up until the time of the rise of the Nazis, the National Socialist Workers' Party. He was down with all that stuff, but he was an intrepid researcher. And the deeper, I'm very close now to the end of the book, it's over 600 pages, but getting there. But the deeper into this work that I go, the more respect that I have developed for this Gustavus Myers, because he's really exposing the inner kernel of the whole stock market, the whole idea, you know, of mergers and acquisitions and all of the graft and the greed and the bribing and the cajoling, you know, these petards in Congress, you know. It's intergenerational corruption at the highest levels. And we're finding out a little bit more here about J.P. Morgan in this article. Again, they say don't pay attention to the bottom line EPS numbers, said Chris Gotowski. Reserve accounting distorts what is reported as earnings. It's not like it's just J.P. Morgan. It's the entire industry. Reserve accounting distorts what's reported as earnings. And there's just been a long history of this distorted reporting. You know, these guys skate on so much tax. But if you so much as, you know, omit one shekel or one penny, you know, the IRS will climb on your butt. We heard about the guy that had the car wash. You know, he was short, what, 11 cents? And he gets audited by the IRS? My God in heaven. Reserves are typically released back into earnings if the losses they were meant to cover don't materialize. Or if the company's outlook improves, such reserve, quote-unquote, bleeds will also boost 2011 results, especially if the economy continues to rebound. Betsy Grasek, a bank analyst at Morgan Stanley, said in a December the 1st report, Citigroup Inc. may benefit the most from releasing reserves in 2012, according to Grasek, who estimated a 19% boost to per share profits for the New York-based bank based on historical reserve practices. I mean, you don't have to listen to the ends detailed of these articles. Just let it flow over you. Understand this, the depth of this distortion, you know, and the Fed walk up and down on the sidewalks. Man, this cancer runs deeper than that. Citigroup Inc., again, may benefit the most. Among the largest U.S. lenders, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo and Company stand to derive 4%, 10%, and 5% of their 2012 earnings from reserve releases alone. Quote, if the economy accelerates, the reserve bleed could punch EPS even higher in 2011 and 2012, Grasek said. And there's so much more to the article. Find it on Bloomberg this morning. Let's look at another one here. Talk about emerging markets and other material. It's so deep. It's so deep. The perversion, the corruption, it just runs so deep. It's almost difficult to look at it sometimes, you know. We try and find solutions on this broadcast. Well, folks, I'm telling you, this system of ours, this capitalist, corporatist system of ours, is so corrupted that, as I've said before, even were it possible to abolish the established two-party political system, even were it possible to be able to actually have a legitimate election system back in this country again, even if we could wrest control of the media through the internet and other systems, it would still be unwind. Unwinding this Gordian knot could take dozen years, 20 years, 25 or 50 years, just to unwind all of this stuff, to get the people of this country off of the Uncle Sucks teats. All right? It's bad news, folks. We're in a tough shape here. Trade deficit in the U.S. probably widened in November on crude. Yeah, the crude, all right. Bob Willis writing this for Bloomberg. The U.S. trade deficit probably widened in November. No, it did widen, Bob. It did widen. As higher oil prices and a growing economy boosted imports faster than exports. We're not going to have a recovery as long as we continue to import more than we're able to export. You wonder why you don't have any money in your pocket? You know, when you've got a house full of Chinese crap, right? You wonder why you can't find a job when every company out there is in the service industry. Nobody's manufacturing anything. Nobody's mining. Nobody's fishing. Nobody's logging. No lumber mills. We don't even make plywood in this country anymore, I don't think. The other day, we heard about 250,000 rounds required to kill one insurgent, quote unquote, in these wars of foreign imperial aggression. 250,000 rounds. And who's picking up the change for that one? Well, would you believe it? We're buying all this extra ammunition from the Israelis. All right? Sure helps their bottom line. Doesn't do us any good. What about Winchester? You ever tried to buy ammunition lately? Boy, it's hard. You're going to have to wait. Brass, powder, and lead in short supply. Why? 250, a quarter of a million rounds? I mean, somebody needs to go up to the Pentagon with the whipping stick and just, as Hal Anthony says, open a big can of whoop-ass on the Pentagon. What are they doing? You know, I've seen these miniguns. You know, they sit there and they, you know, they just pile out the brass in just huge heaps and piles around them. Anybody ever, you know, tried a 22? Works pretty good, right? This guy Loeffner seemed to be doing pretty good with a Glock with a 33-round mag, you know, clip in it. 250,000 rounds per kill in our wars of aggression. Unbelievable. Here you go. The projected $40.5 billion gap would follow a $38.7 billion shortfall in October. According, they could do better with sticks and stones, for God's sakes. I guess an insurgent over there has a 1 in 250,000 chance of being hit. What are they doing, just reducing the automobiles to dust, blowing the hell out of the homes and houses, trying to blow them all down with small arms rounds? Unbelievable. A pickup in consumer spending and gains in business investment, combined with further increases in fuel prices, will probably continue to boost imports. Not exports, boosting imports. At the same time, companies like General Electric and Boeing Company are benefiting from growing demand abroad and a lower dollar that are driving exports and propelling a factory-led economic recovery. Do you see a factory-led economic recovery in your area, friends? I was out yesterday. I didn't see that. I saw no evidence of that. I went by a grocery store, empty lots. Went by the auto parts store, empty lot. Went by the restaurants, all in between here and this big city that I had to travel to. Empty lots. I stopped in for a sandwich in the middle of the day. There was two people in the restaurant besides the help. I mean, the help outnumbered the customers about 4-1. Unbelievable. A pickup in consumer spending and gains in business investment. Well, that's enough of that for me. Let's go to the next one. A couple more on the browser here this morning as they load. It's just incomprehensible that we can't seem to get any leadership at the top of this pig pile that can figure this simple little puzzle out. As long as we continue to live on this idea where government can employ, you know, 6 or 7 out of every 10 people, how many jobs, listening to George Gordon last evening, he's always got such a clear vision on this stuff, how many jobs does it take to support one of these government employees? You have hire millions and millions of government employees, and what is the result? You know, all of the people that are out there in productive labor are supporting these government employees. It's not growing our economy, folks. It's bleeding us dry. We need to change our ways. Analytech turns sawdust and corn stalks into a high-value chemical. I'm sitting here within a quarter of a mile of huge piles of sawdust. I read this article with anticipation. Carolyn Winter, you know, winter, summer, spring, green, oh my, fall, you know the names. They're not Irish, and they're not Norwegian either. January the 6th, Bloomberg. In 2008, two men shore up at the George W. Huber's office and flash FBI badges. Huber, 36 years old, a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, had just received a multi-million-dollar grant from the military for his biofuel research. The federal agents at his doorstep wanted to make sure no one was spying on him. I initially mistook them for salesmen, he says. These FBI agents show up and they want to make sure that no one was spying on him. Apparently the FBI was. Huber says he didn't think spies are following him, but the oil companies, energy experts, and investors have started paying close attention to what he's doing. We'll be back with that right after this.
The U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And your calls are certainly welcome today, folks, at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on any of the things we're discussing or have something else on your mind, as Vicki Davis in Idaho does. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Hey, I just wanted to call and remind you that in a communist system, everybody works for the government. So it's just that, you know, some are on the direct payroll and others are on the... you know, the company facade payroll lists. So let's all just be happy, happy.
I think we ought to be happy, happy, you know, and that is truly the problem because, you know, we don't have any kind of a recourse inside of this box. You know, they've got us really nicely. You know, this is about as tidy a chess game as you could have, but, you know, unless we have more people that are actually producing things, you know, the idea of some kind of a recovery, I don't care what kind of a magic wand that Ben Moshe or Ben Shalom Bernanke or Timmy Geithner or the usurper wants to wave over America. It ain't happening, honey.
Well, you know what? Here in Idaho, I've been researching a new foreign trade zone that they're going to be putting in. And allegedly, a communist Chinese company called Sinomac is going to be coming over here, and they'll be working in the trade zone, helping America to rebuild our manufacturing base.
Man, that makes me feel good. Ugh, fortune cookies. Pass the fortune cookies.
Well, let me just, you know, add a little more to this to make you even a little more happy, happy. I found out in doing this research that the United States gives unlimited visas to foreign students. Okay, so now we've got Governor Butch Otter going over to China, selling American citizenship for $500,000 to $1 million a pop, depending on, you know, where this money man wants to invest his money. That money goes to a Department of Commerce, what I think is a Department of Commerce person, who then decides who gets the money from the $500,000 from the sale of American citizenship.
Well, you know, Vicki, we've heard this thing, you know, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I've certainly been hearing it for a dozen years. What's going on here? I'm hearing something in the background. Okay, but anyway, what we've got is when a little one is brought into this world, they take the birth certificate, and I guess they just pledge that, put a bond against this guy and start trading you your fictitious. And I've heard the number of about $475,000 before, so it wouldn't surprise me if they go to a foreign nation like China, and they say, okay, you want to be a U.S. citizen. Okay, we've got this little card here. You can be one. But we're going to need $500,000 for that because we need to capitalize you just like all of the rest of the indigenous population.
Oh, well, that's an interesting thought, isn't it? Well, but anyway, what this allows this person that comes into the country, they are then free to move anywhere and invest more money, you know, probably from the communist Chinese government. And the zone that's being set up in Idaho is obviously being targeted towards Chinese students. Okay, so that's where all of our jobs are going.
Well, what happened to that school to work deal? I mean, we're supposed to have, in these economic enterprise zones, they're supposed to have the education system directly towards creating the employees for the employers that move in from China. And so now you're telling me that instead of educating up the employees that will actually be bringing over students from China to work in these places. Does that get that right?
Well, yeah, they will work in the zone, and it is work-based learning, and it's essentially free labor to the business owners who are in the zone as when the students are in school. Okay, so and the, you know, some of the graduate students they might get paid like a minimum wage or something if they're lucky, but. Yeah, that's what these zones are set up for, where they'll be doing medical research and all of this kind of stuff. Actually, training, complete training for the entire economy, for businesses in the supply chains as they have been defined. So it's all very regimented, you know. And it's all about training. It's not education. It is training.
Sure, sure.
So
sit, stand, spark, stay, heal, lie down, come, go. Yeah, that's dog training. Now, one question that I have in regards to that, are these people then, once they come here and they've been, are they being given citizenship, then they are no longer obliged once they do their apprenticeship. They can go any place in the United States, or they could go to the new enterprise zone that would be set up, let's say, in northwest Arkansas or southwest Missouri.
Well, I don't know that they can do that without, you know, getting citizenship. There is an optional one extra year of work study, they call it, that is attached to the visa. But theoretically, I think after that, they are supposed to go home. Now, whether they do or not is another story.
So,
because somehow the State Department just, you know, forgot about having an exit computer system. You know, they just can't quite figure out how to do a system that checks for when people leave.
Well, subtraction is rather difficult, you know, but the idea then is not really so much citizenship. They're getting some kind of a preferred status, but they're not actually they're not for $500,000 actually selling citizenship.
No, they are doing that. That's one aspect of the program. The other and plus that employer that buys citizenship that then can then come into the country, if he starts up a business or even in these foreign trade zones, they can sponsor their fellow countrymen to come into the country using L1, H1B visas, H2 H-2B visas for temporary contracts and so forth. There's a whole list of visas where they can sponsor their fellow countrymen to come in.
So they would be able to serve perhaps in the capacity of the chief executive officer of the White House Corporation.
Yeah, okay. And this is the way that they're taking over our economy. I figured that out. You know how you always hear about how great these foreign-born entrepreneurs are and how we need more foreigners because they are just so great. Well, it's their government buying them entry into the country. They get minority status for small business loans and all kinds of perks. They get help setting up their small business. And if they locate in a hub zone, they get preferential government contracting.
Okay, so we don't have to use, troop transports and LZs and that sort of thing. Now they just fly over on Boeing.
That's right.
Wow.
We're just such an accommodating country.
Well, we buy all of our camouflage, BDUs from China anyway, and they come over dressed in business suits. So, it's just six of one and half a dozen of the other. It's just this flat-out invasion.
And you know what the best part of this whole plan is that it's all in the administrative arena and nobody reads. So, if you send something to your legislators about this and ask them to look at it, it's so complex that you can't get it unless you read. So it's like the perfect plan.
Well, it's
how do
not,
you like that?
It's not part of the instruction manuals. I don't imagine that they handed to Billy Long here from Missouri when he was given his seat in Congress. I don't know, and I would imagine that most of the aides are completely ignorant of this as well. They just don't handle it there. They will refer you to someone else, however, who will also refer you to someone else. Eventually, you'll get dropped in the ombudsman lap, and they'll keep it in mind, but you never get an answer. Very good stuff, Vicki. Appreciate your sharing.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there's Vicki Davis, the intrepid researcher. You can visit her website, folks, www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. Oh, my. Let's talk out a little bit more about this. Anello Tech turns sawdust corn stalks into high-value chemicals. Again, this guy's got the FBI on him, all right? Already. Huber doesn't think spies are following him, but oil companies, energy experts, and investors have started paying close attention to his work. Huber developed a process for creating benzene, toluene, xylene, collectively known as BTX, etc., from simple things. All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. PrettyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 13th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can jump in and visit with our chat room chatters at becomevocallocal.com. And our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump in and weigh in on any of these discussions or bring up something that you've got on your mind. But again, back to this article here, we're taking a look at somebody that's out there actually making something, doing some work, a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Massachusetts, a guy named George W. Huber, okay? In Huber's patented conversion process, the biomass, again, this is corn stalks or sawdust, is fed into a reactor. Now, just follow along here, all right, where it is heated to 600 degrees centigrade in the absence of oxygen. You don't heat anything up to 600 degrees centigrade for free, all right? So just remember that. The gases emitted by the decomposing plant materials are then blended with a catalyst that forms them into carbon compounds. That catalyst is Huber's secret sauce, all right? He won't discuss it except to say that it's composed of silica and alumina, materials as cheap as sand. The process requires no fossil fuels. Of course, it doesn't tell us how we created that 600 degrees centigrade. It didn't tell us how we built the reactor and how much the reactors cost. But anyway, give him the benefit of the doubt on that one for now. That catalyst is Huber's secret sauce. He won't discuss it except to say that it's composed, again, of silica and alumina. The process requires no fossil fuels, so it's cheaper to produce the chemicals, says Huber. It's cheaper, too. Okay. It's a greener way, and it's cheaper, too. He estimates that it would cost $1 to $2 to produce a gallon of benzene using his process, compared with roughly $3.50 a gallon using petroleum. So, again, hard to say what's cheaper. Fossil fuels right there, abiotic oil right there on the ground, just pump it out by the thousands of gallons, or building reactors and raising temperatures and bringing and hauling all of the biomass and raising the biomass and cutting down the trees and turning it into sawdust and so on and so forth. Well, free money and free energy. Let's go to the next article here. Hats off to him, though, for thinking. At least he's coming up with something a little bit better than coming up with nothing other than just empty air space as we wait for the browser to load here. In fact, I might just about dump this off. I've got a couple other places I'd like to go, but let's cover this one. Ivory Coast is racked by clashes for the second day as a political crisis deepens. All right, now keep the shooting in Tucson in your mind. Ivory Coast's largest city, Abidjan, was racked for a second day by clashes between supporters of President-elect Alassane Ouattara and security forces loyal to the incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo. Residents of the Abobo district set up railroad blocks yesterday to prevent police from entering the area where gunfire was heard. At least five people have been killed in fighting this week, according to Yves Duambia, a spokesman for the area's mayor. Amnesty International said yesterday that five members of the security forces were killed. All right. The violence in the world's biggest cocoa producer comes before a second trip. Just remember that the next time you enjoy a Milky Way. comes before a second trip to the country by Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga. The African Union's envoy planned for this week. Ivory Coast Electoral Commission, the AU, the United Nations, and the U.S. all recognize Ouattara, 69, is the winner of the November 28th election. There is a real risk that people find themselves in the gunfire from the fighters of both camps, and we lower our flags and we wring our handkerchiefs when a federal judge dies. Well, then they've got it goes on into curfews and other things like that. We'll be back right after these words. We're going to go to the United Nations and visit with a little bit of other stuff.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, many of you know that I'm kind of a fan of Alfred Adisk. I really enjoy listening to his radio broadcast. He's on another network, but I don't mind saying something about Alfred Adisk. When somebody's doing good work, give them, you know, the props they deserve. But he started out a new thread of thought last evening, and listening to his broadcast prompted me to go in and take a look at some material. I'm going to share some of it with you, kind of as a backstory for the work that he's doing on his broadcast, but also hopefully, if he's on to something good here, I'll invite him to come on and join us once again. It's been so long since we've had him on as a guest. But this, off the Audiovisual Library of International Law, you know, we're living under a system of private international law. No one wants to talk about that, but it seems to be the case. This is untreaty.un.org is the website, the Audiovisual Library of International Law. And what I'm looking at here is an article by Christian Tumerschott, the professor emeritus at the Humboldt University in Berlin. And it begins along this wise. It's the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. New York, 16th of December, 1966. All right, a couple of weeks ago. 16th of December, 1966. after the horrors of World War II, okay, he's going to start off with a little bit of background information here. After the horrors of World War II, a broad consensus, listen to the words very carefully, 1966. A broad consensus, you know, we talk about consensus building meetings, you know, the Delphi technique. A broad consensus emerged at the worldwide level, worldwide being one word, worldwide level, demanding that the individual human being be placed under the protection of the international community. You know, we talk about communitarianism, community law, communitarian law, and that sort of thing. The individual being placed under the protection of the international community. All right, now, the Declaration of Independence, you know, speaks of a whole different program. Where all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights, and among these are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that men institute governments among themselves to secure the blessings of the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all right? But here, not seeking the Creator here, but going to the international community for the protection of these rights, all right, rights, as if either you or I created this international community, we are part of it. As particularly the atrocities committed against specific ethnic groups had shown, national governments now, that would be us perhaps, could gravely fail in their duty to ensure the life and liberty of their citizens. Some had even become murderous institutions. However, never again should a Holocaust occur. Ever heard those words before? Never again. Next year in Israel, never again should a Holocaust occur. You can see the slant he's coming from here. Accordingly, since the lesson learned, ever heard of that before? Lessons learned, value added, lessons learned, best practices, lessons learned, was the protective mechanisms at the domestic level, just a bunch of domestics here, alone did not provide sufficiently stable safeguards. That's right, we have no ability to provide the necessary safeguards in our system of governance. We just don't have it, right? So we need the international community to do care of that for us. Again, accordingly, since the lesson learned was that protective mechanisms at the domestic level alone did not provide sufficiently stable safeguards, it became almost self-evident. These truths being self-evident, right? This guy's really digging deep into the declaration here. To entrust the planned New World Organization, 1966, New York, December the 16th, the planned New World Organization, they already had it planned, all right, with assuming the role of guarantor of human rights on a universal scale. The guarantor of human rights, that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. You see the transition here. At the San Francisco conference in 1945, some Latin American countries requested that a full code of human rights be included in the Charter of the United Nations itself. Since such an initiative required careful preparation, their nations could not be successful at that stage. In other words, it's not the kind of a thing that you just whip up and write out, all right? Nonetheless, human rights, you Americans are going to know very soon what it's like to have no rights any longer. Nonetheless, human rights were embraced as a matter of principle. The Charter contains references to human rights in the preamble, among the purpose of the organization, Article 1, and in several other provisions, Articles 13, 55, 62, and 68. Immediately after the actual setting up of the institutional machinery provided for by the Charter, the new Commission on Human Rights began its work for the creation of an International Bill of Rights. In a first step, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was drafted, which the General Assembly adopted on the 10th of December of 1948. It'd be a couple of weeks before some of you had been born. In order to make human rights an instrument effectively shaping the lives of individuals and nations. Human rights, an instrument effectively shaping the lives of individuals and nations. You think that these were endowed by the Creator, or is this being developed by this New World Organization? for you, to help shape your life. It's the kind of thing that education has been doing ever since. Hence, from the very outset, there was general agreement to the effect that the substance of the Universal Declaration should be translated into the hard legal form of an international treaty. And, of course, international treaties trump all other law. They become the supreme law of the land. The General Assembly reaffirmed the necessity of complementing, as had already been done in the Universal Declaration, traditional civil and political rights with economic, social, and cultural rights. This is the beginning of ecosoc, right? These were, quote, interconnected and interdependent. You ever heard of that before? This increasingly interconnected and interdependent world that we live in? The planned global organization? Right. All right. And they have these quotations. And where does it come from? C-section E, right? Like Edward. C-section E of Resolution 421-5, that's capital V in parentheses, of the December the 4th of 1950. So ever since December the 4th of 1950, we've had this understanding of the interconnected and interdependent peoples of America and the world. The only question was whether, following the concept of unity of all human rights, the new conventional rights should be encompassed in one international instrument, or whether, on account of their different specificities, they should be arranged according to those specificities. Western nationals, or nations, in particular, claimed that the implementation process could not be identical. Economic and social rights partaking more of the nature of goals to be attained. Goals to be attained. Apparently we didn't have them at the time. The implementation process could not be identical. Well, we'll pick up right there, right after this.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So the link to the document that I'm referring to has been accurately put into the website, into the chat room for you at becomevocallocal.com. If you'd like to look this over for yourself and go into it in greater detail, follow up on some of this material, I found it rather revealing, actually. Rather revealing indeed. But just dropping down into it a little bit more, again, we're trying to look at this from the standpoint of international human rights. Rights. And looking back how far this has been around, the only question was whether following the concept of unity of all human rights, the new conventional rights should be encompassed in one international document. And of course, the Western nations objected to that. Very lengthy paragraphs here. Yet, it took many years before eventually the political climate was ripe for the adoption of these two ambitious texts. While both the Western and socialist states were still not fully convinced of their usefulness, it was eventually pressure brought to bear upon them from third world countries which prompted them to approve the outcome of the protracted negotiating process. So, as we've said before, the goal here is to bring us down to the level of third world country status, and we've basically adopted this as a treaty, or this Universal Declaration of Rights. However, contrary to the many pessimistic expectations, they have mostly been ratified, They have mostly been ratified simultaneously. The difference in the circle of states' parties is low. As of June of 2008, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR, comprises 161 state parties. Now, how many countries does the United States have its military in today? How many military bases do we have? Most of these, apparently. Whereas the International Covenant on Economic and Social and Cultural Rights, the ICESCR, holds second place with 158 ratifications. If you look at the globe, and they have on the United Nations website here, they have a globe where you can actually see the number of countries that have ratified this. It's a green globe, baby. China had signed it, but they hadn't ratified it. A couple of other places had signed it, but didn't ratify it. But virtually all the countries have. All right. So we have this rather interesting and novel twist here. You wonder why your declaration of, why your Bill of Rights in the Declaration of Independence is no longer in effect? Well, maybe it's been trumped by a treaty, the supreme law. The ICCPR comprises all of the traditional human rights as they are known from historic documents, such as the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States and the French Declaration, the law of humans and of the citizen. However, that was in 1789. However, in perfect harmony with its sister instrument, Part 1 starts out with the right of self-determination, which is considered to be the fundamental stone of all human rights. You'll find that in Article 1. Now, this is the This was the meat of last night's discussion by Alfred Addis, this idea of self-determination. Can you determine for yourself what is your status on this planet? Is there something about the translation? You know, so many times we feel like something was lost in translation. Is there something about the translation into private international law that has left us confused? Perhaps because we've been deliberately dumbed down not to understand what's actually happening on the planet. And so we wrap ourselves up in our gold fringe flags and we put on our tricorn hat, you know, put on the buckskins, grab our possibles bag and powder horn, and we march around the Capitol waving signs. That's not quite how the planet is operative at this time. Might as well just have recourse to the mourner's bench and weep, America. Weep. Freedom of movement, including the freedom to leave any country, has found its regulation in Article 12. Aliens who do not enjoy a stable right of sojourn must, as a minimum, be granted due process in cases their expulsion is envisioned, and that's Article 13. Privacy, the family, the home, or the correspondence of a person are placed under the protection of Article 17. You see, all of these things are so wonderful. But neither you, and unfortunately I, know how to claim them. We don't know how to reach for and claim this status. Unfortunately, so many of the people that are just walking across the southern border, coming in from the north, flying in, as Vicky said, from China, coming in from Europe on the other side. You know, we're under attack from all sides here, but of course the Europeans are too. But these people seem to understand something that we don't. Maybe they were given, you know, Slim Pickens or Carlos Slim's coloring book on how to be a global traveler. We just never seen that color book, okay? Article 25 establishes the right for everyone to take part in the running of public affairs of his or her country. I have a right to take part in this? Doesn't seem like it to me. With this provision, the ICCPR makes clear that state authorities require some sort of democratic legitimacy. Anybody questioning the legitimacy of the democratic practice in this country besides me? I'm sure you are. Finally, Article 27 recognizes an individual right of members of ethnic, religious, or linguistic minorities to engage in the cultural activities, characteristics of such minorities. Right? So if you want to have a goat tied up in the backyard and slaughter him on a special day, hey, it's okay, man. It's okay. You want to do your two-year-old daughter because it says you can in the Talmud? That's all right. Man, don't sweat it, right? Dude, you just got to claim your status. You can do it too. Article 26 establishes a clause on equality and non-discrimination, which seemingly stands in contrast to Article 2, Paragraph 3. The introductory of the non-discrimination clause, which is ancillary in nature, being applicable only in conjunction with one of the substantive rights, the Human Rights Committee, the organ entrusted with monitoring compliance by states with their obligations under the ICCPR, has interpreted Article 26 as setting forth a general ban on discrimination without any regard for the field of life concerned. It don't make any difference, baby. Can't we all just get along? Can we get along? To date, this extension of the scope, ratio materiae of Article 26, remains contested. The Human Rights Committee is the principal actors and stakeholders. Again, 1966. This is not new verbiage. The Human Rights Committee is the principal actor at the international level, mandated to enforce the rights enunciated in the ICCPR. The instruments put at its disposal for that purpose are of limited scope, however. States are required to submit at regular intervals reports which are carefully scrutinized at the end of the process. The committee summarizes its assessment of the prevailing human rights situation by noting in particular its concerns in open and straightforward language without any diplomatic inhibitions. Funny, it doesn't seem that Israel probably has likely signed on to this. Maybe they operate under a different status. Maybe we need to find out more about this. Maybe we need to claim a new status. I don't know. Through such general comments, it explains the scope and meaning of the provisions of the ICCPR and clarifies general issues as they arise in the process of implementation. So much very interesting stuff. Go up to Wikipedia. Go up on Wiki, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. You'll see a map there, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Don't hear it spoken of very much, but you can see how much of the planet's surface, how many people have signed on to this thing, ratified it. Maybe it's most all the world. Saudi Arabia's out, but China, they're there. We're all there, honey. We're all there.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I got a couple of emails, a flurry of emails, really, an exchange of emails from a listener a couple of years ago, I think when I was just coming back on RBN, and he was, you know, asking about status, you know, wanting to know much about status. At the time, even though I thought I knew something about it, I really didn't understand the import of what we're talking about this morning. Status is everything. Status and standing and things like that, these are all really important discussions, all right? And apparently there's a different status out there. These young people that Vicki Davis is talking about, gaining a different status if they pay your money. You know, it's like going to the Pope. We've talked about that before. getting buying an indulgence from the Pope. You pay your money, you get your, you can marry anybody, I guess. Even a dog, I guess. Maybe you could get Jenny the Mule to lie down in your marital bed with you. I don't know. Probably big on YouTube if it happened. But the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights can be found on Wikipedia. All right, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR, is a multilateral, don't you love that? Multilateral, that's many parties, treaty adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on the December the 16th of 1966 and in force from March the 23rd of 1976. Now, keep that number in mind, 1976, that was the bicentennial year. On July the 4th of 1976, I was in New York City along with about, 5 million other people, watching the tall ships sailing in by the Statue of Liberty and the fireworks displays out there. Wow. Declaration of Independence time, right? Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. And yet, on March the 23rd of the same year, we signed on to this multilateral treaty and came under a whole new form of civil and political rights. Rights. It commits the parties, that's us, it commits its parties to respect the civil and political rights of individuals according to the right of to life, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. Now, what the hell is the firestorm in the media this past week after Gabby got popped and the judge was assassinated? All this nonsense prohibiting the freedom of speech. Can you declare your status? Could I declare my status under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and continue to poke the beast in the eye with impunity? Possibly. Needs to be discovered. I think that's what Alfred Addis is going to help us to understand in the weeks coming, hopefully, on his broadcast. Follow his blog site, too. Just type it into your browsers, Alfred Addis, I think, .wordpress.com, addis.wordpress.com or something like that. You also just type in Alfred Addis Scheister, S-H-Y-S-T-E-R, and you'll find plenty on Alfred Addis. He's made it to the big list there. I think the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they don't like him too well. But anyway, I do. Continuing, electoral rights and the rights to due process and a fair trial. By God, I want that. A right to due process and a fair trial in America? What a breakthrough. As of December 2010, the covenant had 72 signatories and 167 parties. The ICCPR is part of the International Bill of Human Rights, along with the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Of course, if you read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which you can find at the end of Black's Law Dictionary, the 8th, you'll see that what the United Nations gives with one hand in all of the preliminaries, it takes away in the last one. You have to be in good standing with the United Nations to be able to enjoy all of this stuff. And I guess Gaza really isn't. The ICCPR is monitored by the Human Rights Committee, a separate body to the Human Rights Council, which reviews regular reports of states, parties, on how the rights are being implemented. You ever wonder how Jorge Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and kind of Sleazy Rice and the rest of those gangsters got away scot-free? Maybe they had a different international status than you and I, and they were able to just whisk off to another country, another place. Dick and Lynn Cheney, I believe, have condominium properties in Dubai. Wow. Anyway, there's more here. The genesis, the ICCPR has its roots in the same process that led to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, you know, and then Ted Turner and those guys, you know, they've got their new Ark of the Covenant. They drag that around behind them in their green religion. A declaration on the essential rights of man had been proposed at the 1945 San Francisco Conference, which led to the founding of the United Nations. This has been in the hopper, in the pipeline, for quite some time. Let's look at some of this. The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Now I'm at the United Nations website, CCPR. distribution is restricted. But we got it here. CCPR/C/51/D/414/1990. As of August the 10th of 1994, in the original language, English, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights begins from the Human Rights Committee in the 51st session on this wise views, and it goes on, submitted by whoever, date of adoption of the views, July of the 8th of 1994, 4 days after July the 4th. On July the 8th of 1994, the Human Rights Committee adopted its views under Article 5, Paragraph 4 of the Optional Protocol in respect of Communication Number 414/1990. The text of the views is appended to the present document. All right, it's made public by a decision of the Human Rights Committee. So they released this for your view. All right, and this is the annex. Views of the Human Rights Committee under Article 5, Paragraph 4 of the Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, 51st Session. You know, Hal Hunt and I share the same common view, right? That we need to get the black and white in our eyes from time to time. Yes, you can get a tremendous amount of information from blogs, and you can get some information limitedly from the controlled media and the television and things like that, but you can sometimes get so much more material quicker by just simply going, and as Hal says, getting the black and white in your eyes, read the legislation. Read these annexes. They're available. You'll have to dig a little bit. Go up on the Internet. Find out a little bit more about the United Nations. The date of decision on admissibility, October the 16th, 1992. The Human Rights Committee was established under Article 28 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. They held a meeting on July the 8th of 1994, having concluded its consideration of communication, blah, 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 submitted to the Human Rights Committee under the Optional Protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, having taken into account, blah, blah, blah. They go through all this boilerplate. It just rolls on and on. This is a 7-page document. The author of the communication is Primo José Izano Mikama, a citizen of Equatorial Guinea, born in 1940. So, you know, it was the Central American countries that were hollering for, wanting to have this, and so they allowed the author here to be one of them. He holds a Spanish passport and currently resides in Madrid. The author claims to be a victim of violations by Equatorial Guinea of Articles 3, 6, Paragraph 3, 7, blah, 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 blah. The optional protocols entered into force for Equatorial Guinea on the 25th of December of 1987. Even that may be before some of you were born. The facts as presented by the author. The author is a former official of past governments of the Republic of Equatorial Guinea. In 1968, he was elected deputy of the First Assembly of the Republic in 1971. He was appointed permanent representative of his country to the United Nations. In 1974, he was nominated ambassador of Equatorial Guinea to Cameroon and the Central African Republic after the election and the installation of President Macias. The author resigned from his post and left the country together with his family for Spain, where he requested political asylum. So I guess I was wrong, but Guinea is over there, probably closer to Africa. I thought New Guinea was something. Well, it doesn't matter, Will. My deficiencies are of no matter. After the death of President Macias, the author returned to his country and took up the post of Director of Administration, Cultural and Consular Affairs in the new government, blah, blah, blah. On an unspecified date in the summer of 1988, the author returned to Equatorial Guinea so as to actively support the activities of the opposition party, of which he is a member. At around 11:30 p.m. of August the 16th, he was abducted by members of the security forces in a street of Malabo, the country's capital. He claims that he was handcuffed, blindfolded, and that a handkerchief was pushed into his mouth in order to silence him. He was told that President Obiang had ordered his arrest, but no further explanations were given. The author contends he was arrested solely because of his activities for the Partido de Progreso, the Progressive Party in English. Well, wonder what happened to John P. Wheeler III. Who did he piss off?
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So that brief excerpt there from that particular annex was just to give you a little bit of background that even, you know, if you're higher up in the system, you know, don't expect to be treated well. It's just not going to happen. I mean, they'll hire a hit on a judge, like Judge Roll, you know, just as easily as they would hire a hit on anybody else, John P. Wheeler or the Third or whomever they would decide to take out. It's just going to happen that way here. So let's set that aside and go back a little bit further in history and pick up a little bit more from Gustavus Myers here, this history of the great American fortunes and their making. Vanderbilt blackmailed and out-generaled, all right? These guys, they're ruthless. They're absolutely cutthroat. This is the system that we live inside of, all right? You get the people that are out there, remember the brass ring of power, anybody that reaches that brass ring of power, don't be surprised you feel somebody else get their hand on your wrist and somebody else cupping your elbow in the famous Masonic grip. They'll help you get to that ring of power, but once you get your hand on the ring of power, it's going to be a death sentence. It'll take you right on out. Vanderbilt blackmailed and out-generaled. Wow. In looking for new properties to add to their possessions, Jay Gould and Russell Sage, you ever heard of the Russell Sage Foundation? Well, it's not because Russell Sage was such a great philanthropist. He left a considerable amount of money to his wife, and she then went about setting up the Russell Sage Foundation. Imagine a little bit, maybe pangs of guilt. You know, Gould's family, Jay Gould. Now, George J. Gould, his son, squandered the whole pile and collapsed to bankrupt virtually. He didn't do so well, wound up in spending millions and millions of dollars fighting with the other heirs to the great Gould fortune. But it was all, just like Goulds and Gouldsbys and all the rest of them, it was all just stolen from other people. You and me, our ancestors. In looking about for new properties to add to their possessions, Gould and Sage, when sacking the Union Pacific Railroad, decided that the Western Union Telegraph System should be theirs. They just decide, hey, we ought to get the Western Union Telegraph. Yeah, let's get a monopoly on that one, too. Any other set of capitalists would have hesitated long before venturing such a plan. For that company, the strongest of all the telegraph companies, was controlled by William H. Vanderbilt, the richest capitalist in the United States. Gould and Sage were not to be deterred by the prospect. They had a plan by which they could force out Vanderbilt. It was none other than the species of blackmailing schemes which they had used to coerce the Kansas Pacific directors, a scheme which Vanderbilt himself had employed and which competing capitalists had used against him. Liars, cheats, and thieves, an inbred bunch. Right? But a lot of these guys just come up from obscurity. Oh, they were just a shopkeeper in a little shop someplace. They raised up on a farm or in a town or a tenement, you know, and they raised themselves up by their boot heels. That's right. They did. This often used scheme of the day was very simple, one of building a competitive telegraph line. Again, Gould came forward with the posture of being an antagonist of monopolies. Oh, they come out. Don't they come out? Didn't you hear all of the congressers coming out? Oh, we need to keep all of the little people 1,000 feet away from any congressmen, you know? I'm going to put a sign up out front. Congress free zone. No congress, no politicians within 1,000 foot of this house. Thank you very much. Think about it, folks. Within 1,000 feet of a congressman, they come to City Hall. What are they going to do? Create a new zone in town? What about all the people that live there? Their right to keep and bear arms shall be infringed by that? What about all the people that have a concealed carry permit? They work in a building next door. This Joe Doak is in town visiting, you know, kind of one of those surprise visits they have with the security agents. They come in and they glad hand around with the constituents in the county government. And what, is everybody supposed to vacate? What's up with that? Ridiculous. Insanity. Never fly. I hope not. This often used scheme of the day was a very simple one of building a competitive telegraph line. Again, Gould came forward with the posture of being an antagonist of monopolies. Sweetly did he discourse on being an antagonist, okay? Sweetly did he discourse on the necessity of complete competition. Of course, that's anathema to the Rockefeller interest. It was at this time that Senator Vest minted his trenchant comment upon the professions of the money seekers. Now notice, quote, when they speak, they lie. When they are silent, they are stealing. Close quote. An epigram deserving of perpetuation. Well, we're perpetuating it here. When they speak, they lie. Bob Tuscan has named his broadcast that way. They lie. When they speak, they lie. When they are silent, they're stealing. So in the morning news, we hear about Goldman Sachs, and they're on the reformation. They're on the mend. They're coming off their addiction on OPM, other people's money. J.P. Morgan Chase coming clean with the world. When they speak, they lie. And when they're silent, they're stealing. Haven't heard too much from Timmy Geithner lately. How about Benjamin Shalom Bernanke? Kind of quiet. What are they stealing this morning? Something from you? Something from me? Along the line of the Union Pacific Railroad and of their other railroads, Gould and Sage ordered the construction of a telegraph line with the fixed purpose of compelling Vanderbilt either to buy or sell. So seriously was the business of Western Union Telegraph Company cut into that in self-protection, it was finally forced to buy Gould's competing line for about, it was understood, $10 million, which at those times was no small shakes. Having pocketed this large sum wrenched from Vanderbilt and his associates, Gould then plunged in and took away their entire telegraph system. By every trick and art of stock exchange speculative methods. Now, of course, this is 488 pages into Meyer's book. and he's outlined a great number of these wranglings in the stock exchange. They built the system. They know how to use it. You don't. I don't either. Now they have nanosecond front running and things like that at their disposal. But Gould forced down the price of Western Union stock and gradually bought it in quantities. They drive down the price of gold, and then you'll notice that the buyers are coming rushing back in. And then they sell again, and then it drives down, and then they buy, and they come rushing back in. And you look at the stock market, and one day it's up, and the next day it's down. AIG and, you know, the Treasury, the government is buying the stocks and selling and driving it up. J.P. Morgan buys its own stocks and sells their own stocks, and they drive the market up and down. And all the day traders foolishly enter into this rigged market. Gould forced down the price of Western Union stock and gradually bought in quantities. To Vanderbilt's complete surprise and extreme mortification, Gould turned up in 1881 not only with a control of the Western Union, but also the American Union Telegraph Company, which he had sold to Vanderbilt but a short time previously. This is the way the system works. And they are not at all averse to buying politicians and judges. Remember the sequence, the creation of the American Bankers Association, followed almost immediately by the creation of the American Bar Association. Now the bankers had all the lawyers in their pockets. Then the lawyers created the Commission on Uniform Laws, and that was a system. And through this idea of interstate commerce, that was the system by which they were able to create uniform laws in all of the several states and territories so that they could do end runs around this pesky Constitution, which just continually stands in their way. Shortly after the creation of the Uniform Law Commission, they began building the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the several states. Of course, violating the separation of powers, because you actually have lawyers, the judicial branch, inside the legislative branch, writing the legislation that the jurisprudes will then interpret when it makes its way to courts. But don't worry about what's in the bill. We won't really know what's in it until you pass it, and until it passes through the lens of the courts. But there is a little bit of light in the tunnel. Certainly coming out of Massachusetts, we could have gone into that today and had it on the browser to do so, where they're starting to poke their eyes in these batard bankers, put their fingers in their eyes, and they may have to eat some of this mortgage debt. But of course, they'll keep bleeding back their reserves and bleeding back in their reserves and continue to rack up windfall profits, continue to offshore wealth into sovereign debt funds, etc., and so on. In the meantime, keep your eyes on the white metals. The white metals right now are white hot, and they're going up rapidly. Most of the world's attention is focused on gold, now that Virginia and other places are talking about a semi-gold standard or so semi-gold-backed currency. But keep your eyes on those white metals. They might really soar this year. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, and I'll be back with Doreen Hans tomorrow, by the way. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Verona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.